two. Give me two. That's good.
Guys, do layaway?
As long as it don't turn into a 20-year mortgage.
All right, look, put me down $5 for that blue shirt in the window. Hold it for me.
Hey, wait for your receipt.
I trust you.
Please don't trust me.
$7.98.
Wait till he runs out of something.
Listen, you know what to tell her.
Just a minute. Look what I got for you. Carnival
Where
gold.
Where have you been? I've been here for a half hour.
That's all right.
Please.
I'm going to make you a deal
on
this thing.
I'm very angry with you.
That's all right. Look, I'm going to make you a nice deal on this. $1 off for you. $10.98 on this special gold paint. How do you like that?
Thank you.
I'll take a gallon of this.
All right. You got it. Pedro!
It's all right. Customers like that. It gives them a sense of power.
I need some brushes.
All right, how much paint are you planning to do?
After these two rooms, I wouldn't paint my wife's ass purple.
What color is it now?
You want to know what color my wife's ass is?
You brung it up?
Actually, it ain't got no color. Just stripes, them stretch stripes. What about them brushes?
Right, see that second display counter over there? Can I get an advance?
Payday's Monday.
I know payday is Monday. But every place else is Friday or Saturday.
And they're broke on Monday, boozing, whoring.
Oh, come on.
Pissing away their money all weekend. This way you're paid on a Monday, you got money all week. You can save a little, build a future.
Oh, fuck the future.
No, Tony, you can't fuck the future. The future fucks you. It catches up with you and it fucks you if you ain't planned for it.
Look, tonight is the future, and I am planning for it. There's a shirt I gotta buy, beautiful shirt.
Sorry, Tony, no exceptions.
So what do you need in advance, right? Big shot.
Mother wants to know where you've been. Where you been?
Your father's asking you where you been. Dinner's going to be late tonight. There was out of things at the market. But you'd have been late if it was normal.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, hot stuff. Give him a kiss.
Look what I made for you.
Oh, that is beautiful.
You like it?
Yeah.
And put it in your room?
Yeah, I'll put in my room right now. How's that?
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
table.
I ain't hungry.
Hey, just because you're kicking in for food don't mean you don't gotta eat. You still gotta eat.
I got my shirt on, right?
So?
So, I don't want to get anything on, that's what.
You got nothing to be afraid of. And mother's spaghetti sauce don't drip. It don't taste. And it don't drip. Let's go!
Every day is the same thing. I come home, you tell me I'm late for dinner, and you know that I gotta work till 6 o'clock and I can't make dinner in time.
You should have been a priest like your brother. You wouldn't worry about a job.
Yeah.
Every time you mention Frank Jr., you gotta cross yourself.
He's a priest, ain't he? Father Frank Jr., your brother.
Your mother doesn't have too much to cross yourself about these things.
You're so jealous of Frank Jr.
Oh, shut up, will you?
Hey. Where are you? Boom!
And a shirt, wash your shirt, stupid.
Okay. Pasta!
All right, come on.
Manja, manja.
Eat, go ahead. Eat, eat.
I got more pork chops, more spaghetti.
What do you mean you got more pork chops? I'm out of work.
Yeah, well, as long as we got a dollar left, we eat good in this house.
What?
Yeah, I might even get a job myself.
Like hell you will. 25 years of construction work, I always brought him a paycheck. For 6-7 months, I'm out of work. And all of a sudden, what? You hit me. And talking back.
All right.
Talking about getting a job and hitting
me. All right. No hitting, no slapping at the dinner table. Okay, that's the rule. Hmm? And you was the one who's hitting.
You never hit me before. Never. Not in front of kids. One pork chop! One!
Hey, Frank! It's disgusting, right? Sick. We just washed the hair.
Yeah.
You know, I work on my hair a long time, and you hit it. He hits my hair.
Take care of his hair. I might take a walk.
Donnie, you walk to the church later?
Didn't you go already today?
Yeah, confession. I got to go back and pray for something.
For what?
I got to pray for Father Frank Jr. to call me.
Why don't you call him direct?
I want him to call me. Why don't you call his mother?
Wait a minute. You're going to church to have God make Frank Jr. call you?
Right.
Unbelievable. You know, you're turning God into a telephone operator.
Come on, fuckhead! Hey, stubborn fuck won't budge!
Broke my pussy finger.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't know what you want to watch. Get out of here.
Hey, get some of this, will you? Hey, go ahead, tell me what we got.
We got some ups, we got some downs, three lubes, two J's, and a half a bottle of vodka.
All right,
that's
yeah.
What you got, man. Get a bigger house
for fun. You want something?
No, we ain't dropping nothing until I say so.
Oh, come on, what the fuck not?
Hey, bullshit. I got my reasons.
Oh, fuck. Pony, what's wrong with you, man?
Hey, give me the box. And hey, when are you going to get some new tapes? These things are 4 years old.
I bought them in the bargain basement. You don't like my tapes? I'll get new tapes.
Someone mad.
Hey, looking sharp, huh?
sharp as you can look without turning into a nigger.
Or a spick.
Spick, spick. Would you put your dick in a spick? Does it get bigger in a nigger?
I don't know.
Well, I got a score tonight, man. I'm horny, you know what I mean? Horny.
Yeah, man, I know what you mean. Horny, right? Horny.
Hey, anybody scores, you get in the car for 10 minutes and you're out for the next guy,
you
right?
Get up your ass,
five, you get a Medal of Honor with rubies and a piece of the Pope's ass.
What are you talking about, man? The Pope got no ass. That's why it's the Pope.
Now shape up, you assholes, with the faces.
Tonic.
You guys want to go see the Knicks on Tuesday?
Soda.
Anybody?
Give me a
mix for now.
Tony.
Yeah?
You mean yeah?
I mean, like a dance music, but you know, you're not my dream girl or nothing like that.
You want a dream girl? Well, then go to sleep and have a nightmare.
I guess here's the speed.
What are you doing?
Here, take this.
Hello again, this is beautiful Monty, your delicious DJ. Remind you about the universal thing. They're all sweet things, so get in line. So get the prize.
Go, baby.
A good trip. Feel the music, baby. Look at that chick. You want to dance with her, huh? Which one?
I like that polyester look. Turn yourself in, baby.
Hey, Tony, you know something? You're the king out there. You're great. Great dancers.
You can do as good as me if you practice.
Yeah? You think I'd be a good dancer, Tony?
Sure, why not? No.
No?
No.
Ain't you gonna ask me to sit down?
No, you'd do it.
But you'd ask me to lay down.
No, you would not do it.
Double J, move over. I want you to meet my friend.
Yeah, sure.
Hey,
Hey, Tony, listen, you want some speed? It's very good stuff, Tony. Really, it's good stuff. You want some speed? Can't you guys get off from dancing?
Tony, can I wipe off your forehead?
Why not? Sure, go ahead.
Hey, Doreen, it ain't no blowjob.
Hey, you don't know fuck about women, Joey. You get a blowjob easier than you get that.
Who knows?
I love to watch you dance, Tony.
Oh, yeah?
I love it. I love to watch you dance. I just love it, watching you dance.
Hey, Tony, listen, man, do her a favor. Why don't you take her for a dance, huh? That's a good idea. Want to dance? Would you like to dance with me? I'd dance.
It's a charity. Any kind of dresses with the lace on the side.
Looking pretty good.
Weirdest chick I ever seen.
You're looking pretty, you know?
I'd love to watch you dance.
Hey, you want some
more? Love it. Watching you dance.
Doreen, move up a little bit. Come on, Don.
We're doing a two-step with him. Jesus Christ, look at this.
Get
look.
Your head out of his belt there, Don.
Oh, my God. Hey,
oh. Oh, Jesus.
You can't dance to this shit.
I fucking
paid
for you to get it.
Hey, Monty, what do you buy that shit for?
What are you talking about, baby? Look at that chick. She's dancing, man. She's grooving.
$500. You going to enter? Well, you'll need a partner. We won before.
But we're going to have to practice.
We'll have to practice.
We got people coming from Manhattan. Revelation, gazebos, you know that, right?
We'll have to practice.
That's practice, and that I don't mean dating, it don't mean socializing. It means practice.
Why not? We had a date.
Yeah, once. Once was enough.
Why?
Why? And that the whole time you talked about your married sister. And then you was talking about your other married sister. And then your third married sister. I got the idea that all you was interested in was being a married sister yourself. I got bored with it.
Hey, look, I told you I'd take care of it, huh? Hey, Tony, look, Double J's been in the car 25 minutes with some chick.
So what?
So I can't get the selfish prick out.
These guys can't do nothing without me, don't they?
Make it with a net?
No, I don't think so.
You know, Joey, you make up with some of these chicks. They think you got to dance for them.
Uh-huh.
All right, get out.
You've been in there 20 minutes. Come on.
25 in the car, 20 in the chick.
Yeah, well, get out before we pull you out.
She ain't come yet.
This is when you care. Mm. Yeah, come on.
Well, okay. Okay, it's happening. It's happening. It's happening! I'll be out in a second. Oh, yeah.
Mommy.
Oh, yeah! What did you say your name was?
I look like Al Pacino. Well, I'm cool. Al Pacino. Yeah. Al Pacino. Al Pacino. Attica. 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 Attica.
Hey, give me the ball.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to go see that Bruce Lee picture at the office?
Yeah.
Hey, you
want
to know something?
What is this,
so I
don't give a damn about it.
Hey, look.
Oh, man, you got no respect for the dead.
What kind of shit is that, huh?
Hey, you guys see what the Knicks gonna pay Frazier?
We're never gonna make that much money in our whole life.
Hey, douche, douche.
Yeah. Woo! All right, it's okay. Hey, you know why you don't kill fans on Sunday?
Kill fans on Sunday? It's like a fright to heaven, man.
Hey, sweetheart. Hey, you're terrific.
Heaven, I mean, who wants to die, you know?
Hey, Devil J.
Hey.
You know, this is a drag.
What's with you today, huh?
Nothing, I just rather be doing 2001 tonight.
Yeah, we'll fucking do it.
Well, fucking do it. $20-$30, asshole. You got $20-$30 to blow twice a week.
Come on, Tony. Hey, Tony.
Man, I'm gonna get myself one of these, you know? You're never gonna get yourself one of these. These things cost too much money. You never have that kind of money.
Hey, you know I had you up to here. That's your favorite speech.
You're never gonna have that kind of money. Not you, not me, not anybody.
Hey, get it together before it's all over the street, huh? You see this? It's a Caddy Seville. My Uncle Nunzio's got one of these. And he's got a Mercedes-Benz, too. You know how he got it? He forced his partner to sell out. He gave him a real screw.
It's dog-eat-dog world, right? Everybody's out for what they can get.
That's true. They got it all locked up. Ain't nobody gonna give you a chance.
Nobody gives you nothing, Joey.
Yeah, you know, it's every man for himself.
It's a stinking rat race.
Hey, that stuff goes on beautiful, Tony. Best vinyl I ever seen it, that's right.
See, I told you, you just listen to me, right?
You know, you said you'd better change in a job. You know, painter. You ever want a job as a painter, why don't you let me know, huh? You make twice as much as you make here, but you break your back. You interested?
I don't know.
I don't be interested. You make twice as much, but you break your back.
No advances, no nothing. Just pay that thinking, Mr.
Gave you a raise.
Give me what?
A raise.
You kidding me?
Huh? Come on, look. See how much it is.
You gave me a raise. Thank you. I can't believe this.
Whoa, whoa. You better look first.
I don't gotta look. It don't make no difference. You gave me a raise. That's the important
it's
thing.
It's only $2.50.
So what?
That's $2.50. It ain't much.
The important thing is to raise. I think that's really great.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you $3.50, right? Next
you
week, I'll give you $3.50. I'll give you a dollar more. Well, wait. Shut up, will you?
Four.
I'll make it an even four. Right. Never seen anybody so shit-ass happy over a crummy $2.50 raise.
Wait a minute. You just said $4, didn't you?
What the hell are you doing?
I just feel like it, right?
Girls do that.
I got a raise today. How you like that?
Yeah. Why don't you say so during dinner? We could have used the conversation. Put them down. Come here. How much you get?
It's gonna be $4.
It was
$2.50, right? But he raised the raise when he found out I wasn't so disappointed.
$4?
Yeah.
Shit. You know, $4 buys today. Don't even buy $3.
I don't see nobody giving you a raise down on employment.
$4.
I knew you'd piss on it. Go on, just piss on it, right? A raise is like you're good, you know what I mean? You know how many times somebody told me I was good in my life? Two fucking times. This raise today and dancing at the disco. You sure as fuck never did, asshole.
$4.
Why aren't you waiting inside?
Well, I wanted to watch you come down the street. I like the way you walk.
Ah, shit.
Tony, listen, I've been thinking. Maybe I'll make it with you.
That's what you call thinking, huh? Jesus Christ.
You know, you're too much in that, you know that? I mean, you say we're gonna make it, that means we're gonna make it, right? I mean, like, I got no say in this at all, right?
This time we went out. You told me you wanted to do it. You told me how horny a man gets when he's 19, how much his balls ache, morning, noon, and night, 6 days a week, sometimes seven if you don't get it.
How do you remember those things? Look, Annette, we're going to be spending a lot of time together, you know, rehearsing, practicing, and whatnot. If we was balling, it would be like we was going together. Not only going with you. Look, I mean, what are you anyway? You nice girl or you cunt?
I don't know. Both?
Can't be both. I mean, that's the thing a girl's got to decide early on. You got to decide it. What, are you going to be a nice girl or a cunt? How you doing, Pete?
Hey, Tony, me man.
You got a studio free or what?
Yeah, two is free.
Good. Hey, how you doing?
Steady at 65%.
Pete, it's always busting my onions. I send them a lot of customers, you know. He gives me free studio time. With
what do you mean, 65%?
Well, that means that he scores with 65% of the chicks that come in here. And 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, good, 2, 2, 3, good, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, good. That's it. Now do it again.
That's it. Good.
All right,
again.
Tony, it's only dancing. Jesus.
Only dancing? Forget it then. If you're not going to take this seriously, I don't want to dance.
Don't get mad.
Don't get mad. Look, I think we've done enough dancing for today. So why don't we dance Wednesday, all right?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
You walking home now?
No, I'm gonna stick around, talk to Peter a little bit, and work on some stuff myself. I'll see you later, right?
Yes.
You was good today. How you doing? Hey, you're a very good dancer, you know that? I would like to meet you.
Look, would you mind just going away, okay?
What?
Don't be hurt, but I
don't be hurt.
Yeah, I want to be by myself now, you know?
I seen you 2001.
Yeah, so.
Well, I mean, you was looking at me and I was looking at you, remember?
But what is it if I look at a guy longer than a millionth of a second, already he gets delusions of grandeur?
You know what you are? I'm going to tell you what you are.
I bet it begins with a C, Mr. P.
Oh, fine. That's... I know the type. We doing up so late? What is this, a walk-in? You don't got no criticism on me?
Your brother's upstairs.
You kidding?
Hey, Frankie!
Tony. Hey, how you doing?
How you, kid?
It's good to see you.
You too.
Yeah. You look good.
No, I don't. You do. You look wonderful.
You checking out my trophy?
Oh, yeah, that's you, huh?
Yeah.
First prize.
Looks just like you. Hey, what'd you say to them downstairs? They look crazy. They look like zombies, like somebody died or something.
I think they're in shock, though.
In shock? How come in shock?
I'm leaving the church, Tony.
Oh, yeah, sure. Leaving the church. Come another one.
I'm leaving the priesthood.
Oh, come on, Frank. Don't fool around like that. You think I'm losing my hair? It looks awful thin right over here and here. Are you serious?
Can I borrow some of your clothes until I buy some? I don't want to wear the uniform.
I'm sorry, Frank. I really am. I'm sorry.
What are you sorry about?
You got fired, huh?
I didn't get fired. I quit.
You quit?
Yeah, you can do those things, you know?
What did Mom say? What did she say about it?
She said, "Dear Lord, what am I going to tell Teresa and Marie?"
And Dad, what did he say about it?
Shame for both of them. They're ashamed, right? You ashamed, don't you, Tom?
Didn't ask why or nothing?
Nah. I think they're afraid to. Like I might say, celibacy.
Are you gonna sleep here tonight? You wanna sleep in my room?
Yeah, I thought I would.
Alright, you can. I get your blankets for you. Frank, how come you left, really?
It's not easy to explain, Anthony. A lot of things. One day you look at a crucifix,
And all you see is a man dying on a cross. But that's only a backdrop to something else. Mama and Papa, their dreams of pious glory. They turn you into what they wish at a time. You can't defend yourself against their fantasies. All I ever really had any belief in was their image of me as a priest. So.
Guess we're gonna have to take your picture down from the mantle. You know what's weird? Like, I always felt like I was the shit of the family. And you was always, like, perfect.
Now that I'm the disgrace to the family, I'm not so perfect anymore. So maybe you're not shit anymore.
Yeah, maybe if you ain't so good, I ain't so bad, you know?
Yeah.
Into the grocery.
Hey, come on.
Hey,
I'm
don't
hungry.
Take my groceries,
I'm
man.
Hungry,
what are you doing?
Gus.
Hey, come on. Hey, come on. Hey, don't eat the apple. Give me back. Yeah.
Jesus. What's the matter with you anyway? What are you doing?
My brother, he quit the church. You believe that?
Yeah.
I feel wild. I got all this energy. I can't believe it.
Yeah?
Well, listen, I'll call you later tonight, all right?
Yeah, well, just, hey.
See you later, Gus.
I'll see you. Come on, buddy. Higher with the arms.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, do it to me.
Hey, she come in?
I told you on the phone. She comes in on Tuesday.
I know. So she come in or what?
And what is it today, huh?
It's Tuesday.
Yeah. Hey, Tone. Watch it, man. That one's practicing to be a bitch. Come on, people. Do it. Yeah.
Oh, let's go.
Keep doing it, baby. Do it. Yeah.
Stephanie Mangano. I'm Tony Manero. We both got the same last initials. How do you like that?
Wow, we get married. I don't have to change the monogram. My luggage, huh?
But somebody told me he was practicing to be a bitch. Is that true?
All right, Mr. Manero. What do you want to ask me?
I would like to take you out to coffee. Would that be good?
That's it, huh? You want me to have coffee with you?
I think you're a very good dancer. You know that that 2001 Odyssey, they got a dance contest now.
Mm.
And I think that we could be a dynamite team together.
How old are you, huh?
I'm 20. Well, I'm 19 at the moment, but I'll be 20 very shortly.
What I think is this. There's a world of difference between us, you know? Not just chronologically, but emotionally, culturally, physically, every which way. And this world would get much bigger and much worse with every passing week.
What kind of shit is that? Coffee, not sex.
It's coffee. Hey, look, where I work, the people are very remarkable. They're not like these two Bay Ridge people at all.
You mean snobs instead of slobs, right?
What?
No. Hey, you know, Bay Ridge ain't the worst part of Brooklyn. You know what I'm talking? I mean, you know, it ain't like a hellhole or nothing.
Yeah, well, it ain't Manhattan. It isn't Manhattan. You got no idea how it changes, you know? Just right over there, right across the river, everything is different. Completely different. It's beautiful. Just beautiful. People are beautiful. Offices are beautiful. Secretaries, you know, they all shop at Bond with Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the lunch hours are beautiful, too. Like, you know, they'll give you, like, 2 hours for lunch and do something that's related.
Oh, yeah?
Like, we've seen Zeffirelli's Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, Romeo and Juliet, yeah? I read that in high school. That's Shakespeare, right?
No, it's Zeffirelli, the director of the movie. You know, the movie, film.
Yeah. You know what I never understood about
that Romeo and Juliet. I never understood why Romeo, he took the poison so quick, you know. I feel like he could have waited or something.
That's the way they took the poison in those days.
Hey, you gonna eat here? Look at the menu.
No, I just have tea with lemon. Started drinking tea recently, you know. It's really a lot more refined.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. All those women executives in my office, they all drink tea with lemon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And you notice that I do, too.
Yeah. I like coffee, you know. I drink coffee.
Yeah. You see, like, I've only been with this agency a really short time. But, already I'm functioning in a kind of a public relations capacity, you know. And I fill in for the agents when they're elsewhere. Like, this week, you know, I had business lunches with Eric Clapton, with Cody Bask, and Cat Stevens at Le Madrigal.
Oh, far out.
Yeah. You heard of those restaurants, huh?
No, I don't know those exact restaurants. I know the type.
Yeah, but you must have heard of the artists.
No, I don't know, you know, not really.
So what'd you say far out for, huh?
Because it sounded like far out, wasn't it? I mean...
Oh, yeah.
We'd like a lemon with some tea now, and I'd like a cheeseburger and some coffee.
Hey, you know who came in the office the other day?
Who?
Laurence Olivier.
Who's that?
Who's Laurence Olivier? You don't know who he is? Laurence Olivier, man, he's the greatest actor in the whole world. Oh, come on, you know who he is. He's the English actor, the one on television that does all those Polaroid commercials. You know, Laurence Olivier.
Oh, him. Oh, he's good.
Yeah.
He is good.
Well, anyway, he comes in the office, right? So I just do a few errands for him. So he goes around, he tells everybody in the entire office, he says, I'm the brightest, I'm the most vivacious thing in the entire office he's seen in years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that you could get, like, a camera from him and, like, a discount?
I didn't ask him about a camera.
Because you got one already, right? You still have five,
too. Okay, look, you enjoying all this stuff I'm telling you?
Sure, I think it's good. I
just think maybe you can't handle hearing about a kind of life that is so completely different than yours.
You mean better, don't you?
Yes, I mean better. Sure, it's better.
Can I have some ketchup, please?
I mean, I'm out of this scene almost completely. You know, this Bay Ridge scene. I'm moving into Manhattan. I'm getting my own apartment. I'm changing. I'm really changing as a person, and I'm growing. You know what I mean? Nobody has any idea how much I'm growing.
Once you go on a diet.
Okay, listen. I like it. We could dance together. That's it. We could just dance together, and nothing more, nothing personal. I don't want you coming on to me.
Why not?
Because I don't think guys like you anymore for one thing. You're too young, you haven't got any class, and yeah, I'm sick of jerk-off guys ain't got their shit together.
Oh, come on, it's easy to get your shit together. All you need is a salad bowl and a potato masher. Get your shit together. Would you like to know what I do?
It's not necessary.
I'll tell you what I do. I work in a paint store, and I got raised this week.
Right, you work in a paint store, right?
Yeah.
You probably live with your family, you hang out with your buddies, and on Saturday night you go and you blow it all off 2001, right?
That's right.
You're a cliche. You're nowhere. On your way to no place.
What do you got, a fucking Stairway to the Stars or what?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm taking a course night at the new school. Next semester, I'm going to take two. Now, you probably didn't get no college, did you?
No, I did not.
Well, did you ever think about going to college?
No.
Not ever?
No, Jew.
Well, not back then, no.
What the fuck are you bugging me about for?
Well, why not? Why didn't you ever want to go to college?
Just fuck off. You did not,
no,
right?
No, really, tell me, why not?
Oh, Jesus
not?
Christ. I didn't. The thing is, the high get of 2001 is just dancing. It's not being a best or nothing like that. The only thing is that I would like to get that high someplace else in my life, you know?
Like where?
I don't know where. I don't know. Someplace. You see, dancing, it can't last forever. It's a short-lived kind of thing. But I'm getting older, you know, and... You know, I feel like, you know, so what? I'm getting old. Does that mean, like, I can't feel that way about nothing left in my life, you know? Is that it?
Listen, we got a split here.
No, I'll walk you the rest of the way.
No, I'll meet you at the dance studio, just like you said, okay?
Stephanie, I can walk you home.
Okay.
Look, nothing personal, right?
Oh, come on, Stephanie, I can walk you. Ah, Jesus Christ. No.
You call him?
No. What's the matter? What's going on?
It's Gus, man. He's in the hospital. The Spitz got him.
Smash Barron's.
Barron Cooters.
Hey, that's my fucking car!
Get the car!
Just give me the keys.
You're asking for it.
You know, I can't believe it. I just saw him.
He could have run, you know? But he hung tight. That's Gus.
Don't worry about him, right? I got in the hospital to see him. He got a broken nose, busted ribs, a broken leg, and 4 teeth knocked out. Shit. I mean, all he was doing was walk along the street carrying his groceries and treat him to a shelf number on him. Spill his fucking groceries into the street. So, you know, he sort of says under his breath, grease balls, spick dicks, and they laid into him. All right, go check it out. What we're gonna do, we're just gonna cruise around till there's enough of them that we can handle.
Yeah, we'll just pick off a couple on the street, yeah.
Oh, you, that's pussy, man. Oh, you're fucked
there,
up.
Joe,
no,
I'm sorry.
I'll forget it. All right, dream good. Jerk off better.
Tony, I'm getting married.
Will you cut it with that shit?
No, listen, I just want to let you know, alright?
Alright, look, if you get married, we'll all go with you on your honeymoon, alright?
Will? Okay.
Good.
Take it easy.
Come on, Bobby, get in the car. Hey, you know, we should go to hospital tomorrow. You know what I'm talking? And you cool off. You know? Alright, good night.
What did you say to Father Frank Jr.?
What?
What did you say? What did you do?
Yeah, what did you say? What are you talking about?
You must have said something to him. You sleep in the same room, you talk to him, the next night he stays out all night, you don't come back.
I said nothing to him.
Priest staying out all night.
A priest is not a priest no more, and he's grown up, so he can do what he wants.
Something you said to him.
Oh, yeah, you trying to blame me that he ain't a priest no more?
You've been writing to him.
I don't believe this. You're trying to hang this on me.
Forget it. Oh, no, he called. In a couple of days, he's going to see he's wrong. He's going through like a trial of the soul, you know? He's going back to the church. He's going back.
No, he won't. He's not going back
he
to the church.
He's going back to the church. I'm telling you. He's
no.
going back.
He's not ever going back.
You know what?
You don't got a priest no more.
And
you got no saint. You got nothing but 3 shit children now. Good. Good. I'm sorry, Mom. I don't mean that. I'm sorry. I never say that. And I love you, Mom. I really do.
No, come on.
How you doing, Annette?
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
Listen, look, Annette, I gotta tell you something, right? It's very hard to tell you this, but I changed my mind about us dancing together. I got another partner. look, it's professional, you know what I mean? Like, it's like things like this happen when it's professional. Oh, Jesus Christ, my fucking mother, now you.
Why do you hate me so much? All I ever did to you was lie to you.
You mean break, huh? Six, seven, something like that.
Pete said you've been here 15.
Oh, who's he? Yeah, I got some records over here. I don't know if you like them or not. You like these guys?
Yeah, super.
You do the New York hustle or the Latin hustle or what?
New York Latin, I do it all.
Follow me this time.
That's really nice. What did you do, make that up?
Yeah. No, I saw it on TV first, then I made it up.
Hey, you know what? I know this one. Like, what I did.
Wait a minute. This is super. Let me just check something out.
The Latin one I was going to show you, okay? I'll take your hand like this, and I'll come. One, two, three, two, two, three, three, two, three, two, two,
two. Okay, I got that. Okay. That's good. Right. That's good, I like that.
Yeah.
Do you know the tango hustle?
Yeah.
Here, let's try that. Shit on me and everything.
Oh, yeah? Well, as a matter of fact, guess who I had lunch with today? Paul Anka.
Mouth. Had to open my big mouth, right?
It was very interesting. Very interesting. Very interesting. Very, very intelligent fellow.
You cream over that word interesting, don't you?
Well, what's wrong with interesting?
I don't know. Something. You know, I want to tell you something. I've never told you this before, but I think you're full of shit.
Oh, you do you, huh?
Yeah. Except I'm not sure. I'm not sure how much is shit and how much is bullshit.
Oh, listen, when you figure it out, just let me know, all right?
We should really practice a couple more times. Maybe go to 2001 with a crowd. How about Saturday? Would that be good?
Maybe.
Stefan, I want to ask you something, all right? Hold on, I'm going to say this. Do you think that I am either interesting or intelligent?
Interesting, yeah. Intelligent? No, maybe. I don't know, I gotta know you better, you know what I mean? You got a way of putting things together, you know? Seeing things a certain way. Interesting, yeah. Intelligent? Yeah, maybe. Maybe intelligent.
Well, what do you know? Da-da-sh! All right.
Hey, Stephanie, how come we never talk about how we're feeling with dancing? How come we never talk about that?
Good night and thanks.
No, but look, maybe I can walk you the rest of the way. Let me do that.
Nope. You shouldn't have asked. You should have just done it.
Hot stuff. Jesus.
Energizing.
Hey, it's all right.
It's
man.
Great, man.
A good place.
Hey, are you as good in bed as you are on that damn floor? Well, are you? Are you as good in bed as you are on the dance floor?
Hey, you never made it in a bit.
Watch, this ain't my regular partner, but just see.
Tom, what are you going to have to drink? We'll get you some, huh?
77.
77.
Where is she? You know, Connie.
Yeah?
If you're as good in bed as you're on the dance floor, I bet you wouldn't allow us to fuck.
So how come they always send me flowers the next day, huh?
You know, some guys don't know a lousy fuck when they got one, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah?
Maybe they thought she was dead.
Bob, wanna hear something? Listen, I got a girlfriend of mine, you know, she's such a good Catholic father, she tells me she loves the taste of communion wafers. Hey, Mr. Monero, could I talk to you for a second?
What's he doing? Frank.
Frank, yeah. Listen.
Oh, forget this.
Look out. Give the kid some room. He's taking over again.
Hey. All right.
Go, go. Go. Take it, going.
Let's go.
Okay, babe.
Here you go.
bet. Hey, man, he's great. He's great. No, man.
So can I talk to your second father?
Yes, call me Frank.
Frank. Frank, listen. Yeah. Come here, you want to hear something? Listen. I got my girlfriend, you know? Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Come here for a sec. Listen, Frank. Want to hear something? I got a lot of ideas. You see, like, I was reading up about the Pope. Hey, Father.
Yes, you're Frank. Frank.
Frank. Yeah, Frank. Frank. Yeah, Frank. Okay, Frank. Yeah, listen, Frank. I got a girlfriend, you know? She's Pauline. Her name's Pauline, and...
Yeah.
I...
What do you mean? Did you get her pregnant?
Yes, I did. Yes. Yes, I did. She loves the taste of communion wafers. Well, I got a lot of ideas, you know, swimming around in my head. And I was reading a lot of stuff lately. I heard, like, the Pope, he gives special, you know, what is it?
Dispensation.
Yeah, yeah. You think the Pope could give Pauline an abortion?
Can he give you a dispensation for an abortion?
Yeah, you think he could do this?
I don't think so, Bob.
Well, maybe, you know, maybe he could do it for me. Maybe, you know, maybe.
I'm sorry, Bobby. I don't think so.
I was just thinking.
Did you talk to your priest about it?
Yeah, I talked to everybody about it. And I talked to a lot of people. All right, thank you. Yeah, thanks a lot, all right? You play, you pay, you know? It's funny, huh?
Don't forget, everybody. You could win too, man. Cisco University. Three stations, it's a week away. Track $500, $550.
Do you know Stephanie
Mangano?
No.
No?
Yeah, I know Stephanie.
Did she come in yet?
No, she didn't get it yet.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Are you looking for love, baby? Out of sight. Rise and surprise. Don't forget again, everybody. Universe, Cisco, just a week.
Tony, it was really great.
Oh, you liked this?
Yeah, listen, I'm gonna go home now, eh?
You're gonna go home?
Yeah.
No, stay a little longer, Frank. It's nice just beginning right
there. Yeah, I know, but it's not my scene, you know?
No.
Come on, you didn't expect me to stay a whole night, did you?
No, I didn't. Yes, I thought maybe you'd stay a little more. No, it's not your scene, of course not.
I'm sorry,
Tony. Don't worry about it, it's not, you know. So what, right? Come on, walk to the door.
Hey, you know, your dancing is really marvelous. It's exciting. I mean, it's exciting to watch you out there. They can't keep their eyes off you. Look, I gotta go now, okay?
All right, well, have a good night. I'll see you later, right? Hey, she come in or what?
Hey, you just asked me, and I told you she isn't here.
Tony, your brother, is he okay?
He's fine. He just had a stomach thing.
We ain't practicing, seeing each other like you said, so we could make it.
Look, Annette, we make it when I decide, all right? No other time.
All right.
When I say so, all right?
I'll just make it with somebody else.
Who? Who?
Somebody. I don't care. Anybody here.
Or somebody here?
Yeah. Double J. Joey.
Oh, the fuck you will. Hey, look. Hey, Bobby, look, we're going to go out to the car, and when I get back, we'll go to the bridge, all right?
You fixed? Huh?
Hmm?
You fixed?
What do you mean?
You know, you on a pill or what?
No.
No? What do you got? The IOU, that thing? Huh?
No.
No diaphragm? Nothing?
It doesn't matter, though.
You don't got nothing?
It doesn't matter. Tony, I love you.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, forget it.
Just give me a blowjob, right? Come on.
Just a minute.
Hey, Tony!
Forget it. Just fix yourself up.
Everything was cool. Everything was all right. You had a good time.
Bennett, cigarette?
Guess not.
And then, can you dig it? I knew that she could.
Whoa. Joey!
Your first double day! Hey, Tony!
What?
Come on, let's get the selfish motherfucker!
Alright!
Let's push him off!
Alright!
You're going in, you big fucking hump! That's too bad, man! Come on, Tony, let's get him!
Come on, let's go.
Hey, come on, let's get the fucking selfish motherfucker! Hey, punch your ass, huh?
You stupid bitch.
Yeah, I wished you were staying longer, you know, Frank. Ex-police don't stay back home. Listen, everyone's too shocked and disgraced. Family raises a priest. They think they've scored points in heaven. Now
hey,
they're going to lose them.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Okay.
We better get moving on. I got to pick some people on the way.
Okay. Listen, we got to keep in touch.
Yeah, you going to like this settlement house? Or what do you think?
I'll do until I figure out my next move.
Yeah.
What about you?
What about me?
Are you going to do something with your dancing, though?
I don't know. People ask me all the time. But I don't know. I mean, you know, I feel like my whole life, right? I've been told I'm the no good in the family, and that...
Tony, the only way you're going to survive is to do what you think is right. Not what they keep trying to jam you into. You let them do that, and you're going to end up nothing but miserable. Huh?
Hey, have a good trip, Brent.
I left you something in your room.
What'd you leave me?
Souvenir.
Money. Give me money. Wasn't there Saturday night?
I didn't say I was gonna be there Saturday night.
Fuck you didn't.
I said maybe. Maybe's a maybe. I didn't think you could go and get upset about it.
Oh, forget upset. I'm not upset. It's just that we needed to practice. I mean, you know, you should have been here.
All right, fine. Let's practice then.
We can't. I don't bring the records because I don't think you was gonna be here.
Yeah, so what'd you come for, huh?
Stugatz, you know Stugatz?
Yeah, I know Stugatz.
All right, we'll use some of this stuff.
If you're not of a mind to break up, you might do...
What's up?
We've been waiting, man. Pete said you was practicing, you know.
Hey, Tony, we were cruising you-know-who.
Looking good.
No, don't talk about it now. Talk about it, man. Stephanie, this is Joey. This is Double J. This is Bobby C.
How you doing, Stephanie?
How do you do? This
is Stephanie.
You a dancer?
Yeah.
You hungry?
Yeah.
What do you want to eat, huh?
I'm going to change and then
I'll...
All right.
Hey,
ooh,
my
home. What, Maracas? She got Maracas.
She learned how to act. Got nice tits.
Looks like I'm going to be traveling, you know, promotional tours with authors and performers. Of course, I'm going to hate to leave Manhattan even briefly. There's certain ballets and concerts I'm just going to have to miss.
Hey, tell them about the people coming to the office. That's what they want to hear. Tell them that.
Oh, you know who came in today? This guy, David Bowie. He comes in here with this ass Katrina coat, right,
Dad? He's a faggot.
He's a half faggot, man.
Hey, relax. Come on, sit down.
You mean he's a bisexual?
Yeah, he swings both ways. Men and boys.
Oh,
so
yeah?
So funny.
Well, you know who came in today? Joe Namath. You know Joe Namath? He comes in and he wanted some coffee, so I brought him some coffee, and then he asked me to sit down and have some coffee with him.
You had coffee with Joe Namath?
Yeah, that's right. We were talking a little bit. He wanted to know what it was like to be 21. And I told him I didn't know, because I was just 20.
Yeah? What else?
That's all.
Ain't that enough?
Hey, don't you never chew, Tony. Don't you never chew.
Hey, look, when my mother dies, I'll give you the job, right?
You know what's going down your throat, man? Big chunks of hamburger, you know? Big gobs, like dog food, dog friskies, doggy yummies. You know something, Joey? He's going to turn into a dog.
No, man!
Stephanie, listen, can I talk to you for a second? I was listening to what you said in there before, and you seem to know a lot of people and a lot of places and a lot of things. I got a friend of mine, you know. He's a very good friend of mine, and he got a girlfriend. He got a girlfriend, and I wanted to know if you had to make a choice between getting an abortion and I have to get married to somebody, what would you do?
Well, who'd I have to marry?
You'd have to marry me. You'd have to marry me. Yeah.
I think I get an abortion. Hey, so long, Tony.
It's very nice meeting you.
So what'd you guys think of her?
Hey, Tony, I liked her. I thought she was nice. I liked her a lot.
Yeah? She's a snotty bitch, man. She's cool. You just gotta get to know her. That's all.
Hey, Tony, did you fuck her yet?
What do you think?
I don't think so.
Well, you guys got a lot of growing up to do, you know that? A lot of growing up. You're babies.
Hey, Mr. Fusco. Look, I need the afternoon off.
Sam's out, Harold's sick. You take me.
But I got him, Mr. Fusco.
Sorry, Tony.
Well, look, all I'm asking for is one afternoon off. I've been here almost 8 months. I haven't missed a day yet.
Not today, Tony.
Oh, come on, Mr. Fusco. Some of those farts, they miss 3-4 days at a time. You'll say nothing to them.
Hey, cool off.
Look, I gotta have the afternoon off. I'm taking it.
You do, you're fired.
I'm doing it.
Then you're fired.
Then fuck you, asshole.
Tony. Tony, I don't want to marry Pauline. I don't give a fuck about this cunt.
Marry you.
Tony, I gotta marry her. Fuck it, she won't get the abortion. Everyone says I gotta marry her, Tony.
Who says that?
Oh, fuck her. Fuck them parents. My fucking parents. A fucking priest on the corner. A fucking high school guidance counselor. Tony, I'm paralyzed. I've got no more control. I mean, you and me, Tony, we've been friends for so long. I'm hurting. Shit. You're always together, and I'm always fucking up, and you're always all right, you know?
I know. Oh, come on. Everybody fucks up. Really? Don't worry about nothing. You're great. I'm in a terrible rush. I hate to leave you like this. You got no idea how much I appreciate this. I mean, this car is very important for me today, you know?
Will you call me tonight?
Yeah, I'll call you. Like, don't worry about nothing, all right? All right. Take care.
I'll talk to you later, then.
Yeah.
You call me tonight, right?
Yeah.
You gonna call me tonight?
You know, Stephanie, this got me fired.
What?
This got me fired. You know, you couldn't do it on Sunday, so my boss, he fired me.
Well, I just wanted to get everything in, you know, so I could start fixing up when I move in on Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, nobody bitched at my office. I got the whole day off. Hey, I'm sorry.
Oh, sure, no problem. No big deal. I can handle it.
Thank you.
over here.
Hey.
I thought you were going to be out of town.
I postponed the trip.
Jay, this is Tony Manero. He's a friend. Tony, this is Jay Langhart.
Unspecified status. How do you do? Well, I've decided to leave you all the furniture.
What, are you kidding? You're not going to take any of this stuff?
No, I'm going to start fresh. What the hell? You picked out most of it anyway.
Well, super.
Stephanie, I told you not to say super. Nobody says super anymore. Can I get you a beer, a glass of wine?
No, man, like that? It's all right. Hey, I read that book you told me to, you know, the...
Kerr or the Lawson?
The Kerr.
Should have read the Lawson. Listen, if I can help you guys move in, you just say the word, we'd be glad to help.
I get the rest of the stuff. Stephanie, who is that guy?
Oh, he's a ranger, record producer. He wants to do films. Oh, he's going to move now to a more expensive apartment. I met him at the agency. He didn't want his wife to know how much money he had until the divorce was final. Come on, let's go.
I mean, who is he to you, Stephanie? That's what I'm talking about.
He's a friend of mine, okay? He's a friend. And I was living with him for a little while.
Are you in love with this man or what? I mean, tell me the story. I mean, that's all I'm asking.
No, I'm not. We had a thing, you know. It didn't work out, and it's over now. And he's my friend, and he still likes me.
He likes you. Likes you to have you around for a quick peace when he feels like
he
it.
He helped me, man. You don't know what it's like at that place. It's crazy. You don't know shit. You know? I didn't know how to do stuff, so I'd go to him and I would ask him, and he would tell me how to do things, and then I'd go back to work and everything would be all right. Otherwise, I'd be walking around like an idiot, going, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. And he helps me. He does.
Helps you. Helps you what? Get in out of the sack? Oh, is that what he helps you do?
He helped me.
Sure.
What the hell do you expect me to do, man? What do you expect me to do? He helped me.
Don't cry about it. I mean, you know. All right, so we helped you. That's good for you. All right, come on. We let's get out of here.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Don't worry about nothing. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about nothing. Stephanie, don't. Look, we'll stop here for a while. We'll sit down, all right?
No, stop. Just take me home. Just take me home.
No, come on. We'll sit here for a while, all right? Just don't worry about nothing. It's pretty, isn't it?
On that bridge is. That bridge, that tower right there goes up 690 feet. They got 40 million cars going across there a year. 127,000 tons of steel is involved in that. The concrete there, they got almost 750,000 yards of concrete. That's right. The center span right there is 4,260 feet long. And with the on-ramps, and all together total, it's like something like 2.5 miles.
You know all about the bridge, don't you?
That's right. I know everything about the bridge. You know what else? They got a guy buried in the cement.
Yeah.
Know how it happened? Well, they was working on it apparently at the time. And they were pouring the cement and he slipped off, you know, on the upper part of the bridge and, you know, fell in.
Oh, fuck.
What a way to go.
I come down here a lot, you know, I get ideas.
Oh, yeah, what kind of ideas you get?
I don't know, daydreams, you know, I daydream a lot.
Miss Fusco, come for what I got coming.
Tony, come on. Things got a little out of the collar, don't you think?
What are you talking about?
I don't want to lose you, Tony. You're a good kid. Customers like you. I want you to stay on.
You mean I ain't fired?
No. Come on.
Jesus Christ, unbelievable.
You got a future here, Tony. Here, Harold's with me 18 years since I opened. Mike, 15 years, huh? Come on, now, give Harold a hand. He's making a mess.
What are you doing? Trying to get up to 70%?
Whoa, man. I didn't know you hung your label on it.
What are you doing? That guy's the biggest cunhound on Bay Ridge.
Oh, my God, I've been in serious danger.
It's no fucking joke, Stephanie. That guy's just a fucking sleazy whore.
I was dancing with the fella, you know, dancing.
No, forget it.
Come on, let's dance.
You disgust me, you know that?
What do you mean? Tony, I was just dancing with the guy. I don't want
nobody, baby. Tony. Oh, now what do you
look,
want?
Just look.
Oh, Jesus.
Six or seven of them in there and a couple of chicks.
Well, listen, why don't we wait down till I get down to about three, four people?
You got one or two?
Tony!
All right, I'm thinking.
Tony, listen, you gotta help.
Shut up! Shut up
sit
now!
Sit there in the backup, all right?
What are you doing? What are you doing, Double J?
Shut up! Back up!
What, are you crazy?
Tony, I'm gonna get married!
Shut up! Give
number to truck
look at
to hit
swing. Don't make me laugh, all right? Hey. Not make you laugh.
Look at this. We don't love you, right?
Right.
Yeah.
We got him.
Is that her?
Yeah, really, yeah. Feel it?
You guys really, you know, you really kicked their ass.
Hey, come on, we got them where they breathe. Yeah. Italian style.
Yeah, that's great, you know. Only, you know, I ain't so sure with your barracudas.
Dr. Allison, to emergency.
Hey, what are you talking about? You said it was.
No, I said it probably was.
Don't be
right.
Putting on legs now.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You said it probably was.
That's right. That's what you told us.
I said probably because I wasn't sure, you know? I mean, it could have been a Spanish.
Stupid fucking bastard. We almost got our heads busted.
Yeah? Not you, lover.
You know, you got some fucking pair of balls on you. You know that?
Hey,
does,
hey, come you know on. That? Hey, you know, I had to say something, right? I mean, I had to lay somebody out for it, right?
What, are you stupid?
Yeah, I mean,
you can't see who hurt you, right?
Oh, my God.
If
what are you doing,
know who
huh?
It would have got off. Come on.
Yeah, well, fuck you, Gus. You know what I feel like doing? I feel like breaking your broken leg. That's
hey.
What I feel like doing.
Hey,
come on.
Man.
Let's get out of here.
Oh, God, I can't. Fucking thing. You want to know something? I could have killed him.
You couldn't kill a fucking crab like.
Oh, shit. What do you think I am? You think I'm a coward?
What do you think you are?
Enough of that shit already. I'm bored. I'm bored with it, all right?
Hey, gee, look at this. You're beautiful, babe.
Hey, come on. We got the wind with you. Let's get a table. Let's go.
Yeah, let's get a table.
How you doing?
All right. And what happened to your face, huh?
Oh, I cut myself shaving.
With a switchblade, huh?
What?
Climb aboard my magic carpet and let us take a ride to the oasis.
Tony Manero!
Come on!
All right!
Hey, give me another one of those, huh?
Hey, come on, you had
come on,
enough.
I like it, they're good. Come on.
All right, get high. You know, it's your head.
That's right.
Here you go.
Here now we have couple number 15.
The Puerto Rican Puerto Riqueño. Aquí tenemos a María, Hector y Silvio Rodríguez. Aquí vienen, aquí.
Home neighborhood, huh?
Tony, listen to me. You're going to take the prize.
Greasing up the floor.
Man, no contest.
I want to hear that shit. They was fucking better than us.
They weren't better. They was different. That's all. Just different.
Bullshit.
All right, folks. We have decision of the judges. In third place, we have Elizabeth and Joseph Kresser. Come on, man. Yeah. Second prize from Puerto Rico. We have Cesar Rodriguez. Maria. In first place, the coolest, the fittest bear of Brooklyn, the boogie woogie man, the man that gave you coolness, hotness, and everything you wanted. He was hot. He was right on. Stephanie McGonnell and Tony.
Huh?
You phony bastards. You know who should have won that contest. My own fucking friends can't even be straight with me. You gotta lie right through your fucking teeth. Come on.
Your ass, man.
Look, we won it.
Stephanie, that was rigged. That's like family. They can't give it to no spick or no stranger. What are you, crazy?
We was just as good as they were, Tony, and I know it.
Oh, you think so, huh?
Yeah.
Come with me. Congratulations. Yeah, I'd like to give you this, I'd like to give you that, because I think you deserve it, all right? Come on.
Just wait a minute.
God damn it, good is good. If the spics are good, they deserve it. That's
yeah,
all there is.
We won it. They didn't win it.
That's a fucking shithole, you know that? A fucking shithole! God damn it. Friends, the assholes I hang out with, I can't believe them sometimes, you know that? Everybody's got to dump on somebody, right? Of course. I mean, everybody can't do it straight, right? My pa goes to work, he gets dumped on, so he comes home and he dumps on my mother, right? Of course, right? Then the spics, they dump on us, so we got to dump on the spics, of course, right? Everybody's dumping on everybody. Even the humpin's dumping most of the time.
All right, okay. Listen, would you just tell me what's wrong, okay? What is it?
Get in!
Just tell me. hell is wrong with you? Stop it. Look, just stop it. Let me alone, man. Come on, get away.
You're such a fucking cock teaser, you know that?
You fucking call me no goddamn cock teaser.
You are a cock teaser. Why are you hanging around with me?
Dancing, that's why.
Oh, dancing, huh?
Yeah.
Why else?
Oh, you want to know? It's bullshit. Yeah. That's why. Bullshit, man. I just been dumping my bullshit all over you. Selling my act on you, using you, making you think that I love you. It's just all bullshit, man.
You fucking cock. You're fucking
sir. You stop it. Don't.
Oh! Oh, Stephanie. Oh.
You got away.
Yeah.
I'm mad at you, Tony.
Tony, come on. Let's go give everybody a piece of snatch pie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the fuck you are.
Hey,
what are you doing?
What
are
you doing?
What is with you, huh?
What
are
you doing?
What are you doing, little
punk? What are you doing? What is it, man? What the fuck is it?
You don't give a shit about her.
Come on, man. Get in the car.
One. Do it.
I told you. You'll fuck all night on this speech.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you will.
Joey, what you doing back there?
Hey, you fuck. The first is always the best.
That's right.
Oh. Double J. You're up.
See you guys later, huh?
Hey, Tony,
look at me.
That's crazy.
Oh.
Now you're being crazy.
Look at me, look at me, look at me. I'm doing it.
Dangerous.
Look at me.
Look at me.
Oh, Jesus.
I did it.
Come back in.
Come on.
Watch.
No, don't.
You're making me very nervous now, Bobby.
Oh.
Jesus Christ. Get over here. Get over here right now. Give me that. Oh, Jesus. No. No.
No.
Oh.
I did it.
What'd you do?
I did it.
Tell me what. Bobby, get over here right now.
Come on.
Now, don't get upset. Come on, we'll talk. We'll go talk in the car. Swarm it in.
You didn't talk to me before. How come you never called me? I didn't want to fuck up.
Fuck up, Bob. Come on. We'll talk, all right?
I didn't want to fuck up this time.
Do you guys think maybe he killed himself?
Ways of killing yourself without killing yourself.
Yeah. Okay, you can go now.
Forget the number, Chief. We ain't gonna find nothing out there tonight.
Hey, Tony!
It's me, Stephanie.
Hey, look, I'm really sorry about last night.
You're sorry?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Stephanie. I just... Look, it won't happen again, I promise you.
I just really need to talk to you.
What are you talking about, you need to talk to me?
It's just like what I say, I need to talk to you.
Okay, listen, now if I open the store, you're not going to pull any funny stuff on me, right?
No, of course not.
First time I ever let a known rapist in my apartment.
Hey, look, I just stay right here, right? So that way you don't think that I'm gonna, you know, jump you or nothing.
What's wrong with you, man?
Nothing, I'll tell you later, right?
We're gonna just stand here. This is ridiculous. Come on.
Up all night just walking around, and you know, I'm gonna get myself my own place. And what I'm gonna do, I'm getting my money, I'm coming back, and I'm gonna, because I ain't going back.
Wait a minute, why don't you just sit down, okay? Come on. So, what are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm just not going back there, that's all. The assholes back there, I'm fed up to hear with it. It's
okay.
Bullshit.
Okay, what are you gonna do?
What do? You come in, you get a job, you know, do what you do. You get a nice apartment.
Okay, what kind of job?
I don't know. What did you do? You came in, you couldn't do nothing, right?
I could type when I came.
Big deal, I'm an able person. I can do these things.
Yeah, of course you can. Tony, let me tell you something. Now, you know, I said all that stuff to you about using you, practicing my act on you, you know. It wasn't true. It's a lot of other reasons that I was hanging around you.
What do you mean?
You made me feel better. Give me like admiration, you know. Respect. Support.
Stephanie, maybe now that, you know, like I'm gonna be in town like I planned, maybe like we could see each other. No, I don't mean like that. I know what you're thinking, right? You're thinking like I'm promoting your pussy, but I ain't. I mean like friends, right? You know, like you once said, we could help each other.
You wanna be friends?
Yeah, I'd like to be friends with you.
Thinking of how? Think you could be friends with a girl? Could you stand being friends with a girl, huh?
The truth?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I could try. That's all I could say, Stephanie. I could try.
Okay. Just be friends, right? Just be friends. Friends, man.
I know your eyes in the morning sun. I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I want to feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze. Keep me warm in your love. Then you softly.
How deep is your love?